I want to welcome you to episode 286 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I will tell you this, and this is funny, for the long-term listeners, they're probably like, wow, you're doing the podcast every week like you're supposed to. I know, this is unusual, but I'm home, and I figure I'll even try to stick to a schedule. I guess, don't worry, I'll skip a week or two or do some short ones, just something to mix it up. But right now, we're on a roll, so thank you for listening. The best headline I have seen in a newspaper in a long time came from New York, and it said, I think it was the Daily News, pretty sure it was the Daily News, not the Post. Three men and a baby, and they showed Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama as the three men, and Trump in the corner as the baby. Of course, they were talking about John Lewis's funeral. Now, again, I'm glad Trump wasn't there. I think his presence would have been an insult, but he certainly wasn't invited. Bush gave a speech. And you remember W. Remember when W was like the president who couldn't talk, who made no sense? Now we're listening to him because the bar has been lowered so much. So anyway, we had W gave his speech, and then Clinton gave his speech, and then, of course, the headliner, Barack Obama. Barack Obama gave a intelligent, moving, eloquent eulogy. You know, here's the thing about listening to Barack Obama. And of course, the next day, everyone talked about what it was like to hear a real president speak, and how much we're reminded. It's almost, I have mixed feelings about it, I'll be honest. I mean, it's phenomenal. I love Barack Obama, and I especially love hearing him speak. But the downside is it reminds us of how low we have sunk to listen to this idiot Trump with his, you know, any one of his uninformed, rambling, paranoid, egomaniacal, lying bullshit, I don't even know if you can call them speeches, childish rants. It just reminds me how far we've fallen. And it, you know, it's depressing. It's as if your ex is suddenly, I don't know, your ex is a movie star and you're all alone crying on the internet. But it's not even that, because even if you were alone and all you had was, you know, a one-room apartment and the internet wouldn't lie to you every day. The internet wouldn't brag to you about how well it's doing every day. So even that is a poor comparison. I don't know what to compare the difference between how great it was with Obama and how poor it is with Trump, just listening. So John Lewis, rest in peace. Barack Obama, thank you for reminding us how great we could be. That's what I think it does. It reminds us, and I'm not talking about the Trumpers. I don't argue with Trumpers. I'm talking about a reasonable adult anywhere in the world listening to these two and being reminded how good it could be. Yeah, America, we've done better. Speaking of Trumpers, Herman Cain died of coronavirus, COVID-19, and, excuse me, I had to drink something. And people have asked me how I feel about that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't celebrate the death of Herman Cain or anyone else from coronavirus or whatever. I think it's a shame he died. I don't know if I'd use the word tragic, but I'm not sad because he sacrificed his life for Dear Leader. He went to a Trump rally. Now, this is a man in his 70s who's been ill and recovered, I believe, from some form of liver cancer or something. I'm not sure what it was, but he's recovered from an illness. So he's definitely in the high-risk group. And he goes to this Trump rally and doesn't wear a mask and sits on top of people just to prove whatever the hell it was he was proving. And unfortunately, he got the virus, and, you know, now he's dead. And let me tell you something. You know who doesn't care? Trump. I guarantee you, Trump don't give a shit. Might not even know who Herman Cain was. Herman Cain, by the way, was the CEO of Godfather Pizza. Had a momentary run for president in 2012. He was the black Republican candidate. Talked all the usual stupid black Republican nonsense and went away. But, yeah, just to prove he was loyal to dear leader, he gave his life. And what a waste. What a waste, because it's certainly not going to be appreciated by anybody. I'm just going to keep going with this nonsense. Yeah, I'm in the nonsense portion. I think I'm going to swing like kind of nonsense politics, which is also nonsense, and then close with some sports. That's how we'll do it this week. I don't know. So by now, you've all heard of this crazy doctor out of Houston, Stella Emanuel. Of course, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted the video. Trump tweeted the video. They're all, it's a must watch. You've got to see. This woman's on to something. And she claimed that she's cured people using hydroxychloroquine and face masks aren't necessary and blah, 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 blah. What she forgot to tell them when they were telling her how great she is and what a genius she is. And by the way, their Twitter accounts, Donald Trump Jr. and numerous other accounts were shut down for a while by Twitter for spreading this misinformation. Twitter, as horrible as they can be, has agreed to stop sending out things saying don't wear masks and this hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, et cetera. They're just no. So, but she didn't tell them some of her other beliefs, like that there are gynecological problems. Ladies, you're having these problems because you're having sex with witches and demons in your sleep. Yeah, she said that. Now, here's the thing about having sex with demons in your sleep. I feel that if the demon was any good, you would wake up, right? I mean, if you're going to have sex with a demon, shouldn't that be fantastic? Demons have no morals. Any perverted idea you may have had, this is your chance to try it with the demon. I mean, if you're going to get a disease anyway, go for it. But if you sleep through demon sex, is it really demon sex? Just asking. Just asking. Now, she did say one thing that I might agree with. She said that some of the government is run by aliens and they are reptilian. And again, I'm not sure if a turtle's a reptile, but you look at McConnell and you're like, she could be right. Yeah, she brought in alien DNA and so on. They didn't retweet that part. See, here's the thing. We got a lot of crazy out here. And she's obvious. She's easy. But what bothers me is, and I know you've had this happen, because you have social media. We all do. When you get the video or the tweet or the message from someone who you consider sane and normal, a friend. I've had this happen. People I know, some I know in real life, others I only know through, you know, Facebook interactions, etc. But they send you to crazy. And then you're like, what the hell? Like I've had numerous people. I had at least three different people I know post this doctor from Houston. And when it was shut down, they were like, oh, it's part of the conspiracy to keep the information from you. I don't know that there's a big conspiracy to keep the alien DNA information away from me. But, you know, apparently it slipped through the cracks. I've also received a video on a text from a friend about not taking any coronavirus vaccine because the vaccine is going to contain the nanochips so that they can track us. Mind you, if they want to track you, they'll just use the phone because we're all carrying phones all the time that can be tracked. You've seen television police shows. You know they triangulate the cellular antennas, and they always have service when they triangulate the cellular antennas. How does that work? Because I'll be damned, I got raggedy-ass T-Mobile, okay? And I there's too many places I don't have service, like, I don't know, my living room. Yet they can always triangulate you right down to the back seat of the car you're in on television. I think they're lying. But anyway, they want to track you. They probably won't need to put nanotech into the coronavirus vaccine and inject it into your body. Then you have the other anti-vaxxers who have their theories. And I got one this past week from a guy. Now, mind you, I don't know this guy personally, but we, you know, Facebook, he sends me things. We laugh, blah, blah, blah. He sent me a thing about the Chinese-made lasers that protesters are using to blind the police during the Black Lives Matter protests. And I said, well, if they were blinding police, wouldn't we hear about it? Like, wouldn't the news, don't you think the news would cover police being blinded at the protest? He said, no, because the mainstream media does not publish anything that doesn't fit their agenda. So I'm expected to believe that the media is ignoring, I don't know, tens, hundreds of police being blinded, blind. They can no longer see because they want to maintain some unknown agenda. No. If you have a crazy theory, do us all a favor. Find other people. Like, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and look for other people with the crazy theory you have, and then share it with them. Don't try to bring me in on it, okay? Because here I am reading, and I read all those evil publications like, you know, The Times or the Atlantic or The New Yorker or, you know, just there. And I know they're all in on it. I know they're all in on it. I look at the BBC to get news from overseas, and I know they're in on it. I've got my microchip, and I get my weekly check from Soros. So I'm in on it. My podcast is in on it. Yeah, and I don't want you to ruin that. So please, check and make sure before you send a crazy theory to somebody, see if they have other ones just like it. And then you could share it, you know, amongst yourselves. Wouldn't that be nice? So I talked earlier about baby hands. And, you know, I don't like going in too much on Trump because it's one side. But he had a good week. He had a good week when he was talking about Fauci, Dr. Fauci. You know, he said that, you know, people like Dr. Fauci and he has a high approval rating. And why don't I have a high approval rating? Could it have anything to do with 150,000 people having died from the coronavirus while you ignore the number one medical expert on infectious disease? Could it have something to do with that? Just saying. But no, Trump said, they don't like me. They don't like me. He said that everyone else is highly thought of, but nobody likes me. And then he said something profound, accidentally, but profound. He said, it can only be my personality. That's all. You got it. It's the one time he's 100% right. He actually got this one right. Now, by accident, he told the truth. Yes, Trump, people don't like you because of your personality. You're a selfish, ignorant, lying, racist, misogynistic, bigoted, egomaniac. Yeah, that people don't like you because of your personality. That is exactly it. Listen, we don't like the way you look. We don't like your hair. We don't like the way you dress. We don't like those stupid, super long ties you wear. But the main reason people don't like you is your personality. You got this one right. You finally said something from a podium that was true. This should have been part of your competency test. There should have been a question. Why don't people like me? Oh, it's your personality. Yeah, Trump. That's why people like and don't like people, because of their personality. Sure, sometimes it's looks, sometimes it's what can you do for me, sometimes it's, well, you've done something, blah, blah. But yeah, your personality, huge, huge. When it comes to likability, personality, oh, that's the big one. That's the big one. And when people don't like you, if you ever did it, you couldn't, but if you were to do some introspection, if you were to talk to a therapist or a psychologist or the guy at the corner of the bar or anyone and say, you know, why do people not like me? They'd be, oh, it's your personality. Make no mistake. Oh, yeah, it's your personality. You're an asshole on so many fronts. It's not like you have just, you know, you're an asshole in one area. Like, you know, you're an asshole toward minorities, or you're an asshole toward women, or you're an asshole toward poor people, or you're an asshole toward foreign people, or you're an asshole toward intelligent people, or you're an asshole toward... No, you are an asshole to all of them. It's almost amazing how much you can unite people. That'd be the only good thing about your personality, would be how you unite people in the belief that you are a complete fucking asshole. Yes, Trump, people don't like you, and yes, it's because of your personality. So, we got that. And on the topic of ignorance, and his ignorance, it's almost beautiful in how it works against him. See, he threw it out there. He floated the idea of having to delay the election because of the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, as people know that this is the United States of America and the president can't just do that. And there's a reason for that, because we don't want a dictator. But he doesn't know that anyone who went to high school knows and was taught in civics class. If you went to the class, you'd know that he will be, there's no election, then he's replaced by, and that's my drum roll, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. If there's no election in November, Nancy Pelosi becomes president in January. Yeah, that's how it's set up. The president is out of work on January 20th, 2021. The inauguration day, if there's no election, the presidency goes to the Speaker of the House. So I think as soon as Baby Hands found this out, he stopped talking about there not being an election. Forget about the fact he couldn't do it. But when somebody, and I don't know if they tap him on the shoulder or if they say, look, you fucking idiot. I don't know which way they talk to him. But whichever way they talk to him, he found that out. So he stopped that one. So much for delaying the election. And McConnell is no better. So now we have the coronavirus bill, the COVID-19 bill, whatever. It's the bill to give more money to help the 150,000 people who were unemployed. They were getting an extra They were getting $600 a week in federal benefits to go along with whatever their state benefit might be to get through this period of unemployment, okay? There are over 20 million people unemployed as a result of industries, businesses, companies, et cetera, being shut down due to the coronavirus. This has happened worldwide. Friends of mine in Canada tell me that the Canadian government just started giving checks of $1,500 a month to everyone in Canada because they knew that money would help keep the economy moving and people could, eat, you know? But McConnell can't be bothered with that. Now, Ivanka Trump, she offered her great idea. She said, well, just find something new. That's all. Find something new. You can find something new. Yes. Yeah, there are 20 million people employed. Yes, there are complete industries. Decimated. Industries. Decimated. Manufacturing. Restaurants. The live entertainment industry. Places decimated, Las Vegas, vacation resorts, et cetera, Disneyland, Disney World, shut down, just go on and on. And then the local places, the local restaurants, the small stores, some of the big stores, malls, all of it, just shut down. But you can find something new. I know you never thought of it. I know you were sitting home happily collecting your $600 a week because that was really your dream in life, to sit back and you didn't want to work. This is what they believe, that you didn't want to work. You wanted your $600 a week. And then Ivanka said, well, no, you should find something new. And you stopped. You said, oh my God, that never occurred to me. Ivanka, shut up. Shut up. Okay. People, Americans, working folks, however you want to describe them, they don't have a dad who can take care of them through nepotism. Their dad isn't president of the United States who might get them favorable contracts with China to make their fake cheap fucking shoes. So perhaps you should find something new. Try shutting the fuck up. There's something new for you to do, Ivanka. Next time you have an idea, you say, no, I'm going to try something different this time. I'm going to go ahead and shut the fuck up. Sorry I'm cussing more in this podcast, but I told you I'd be talking more about the Trumps. What am I going to do? So much for her idea. And, you know, if you're struggling, because that's $600 a week, will obviously bankrupt the system. I want to tell you some of the things that McConnell's okay with that are in the coronavirus bill, the COVID-19 bill, the bill designed to help people through the shutdown, through the unemployment, through the economic slowdown during this virus. Where's the money going? Well, if you want to make some money, you should probably build something for the military, because there's a ton of money. Yeah, I know. What does the military have to do with the coronavirus? Exactly. Well, how's that money going? There's $1.068 billion going to the Navy for the Poseidon Maritime Patrol aircraft. There's another $2 billion going to the Navy for expeditionary medical ships. I'm going to try to work from the billion. There's plenty of millions, but there's a few billions in here. $1.494 billion to the Air Force for research, development, test, and evaluation work, whatever the hell that means. I like this one. $4,273,400,000 to the Air Force for, quote, Defense Industrial Base Resiliency Fund and Space Force. You remember Space Force. Yeah, the Army's also getting $1,128,000,000 for the Defense Industrial Base Resiliency Fund. I don't know what the hell that means. And the Navy and the Marines, because they're together, get $4.6 billion for that Industrial Base Resiliency Fund. Then we have just some random things we're looking at. $65 million to the Missile Defense Agency for hypersonic weapon defense. I think that's to help against the murder hornets. I'm not sure. Another $200 million for ground-based mid-course defense, and on and on and on and on. Just buying aircraft, updating military bases, etc. Now, I'm not saying these things don't need to be done, but they are not part of the coronavirus budget. You see, that's the thing. And yet they have no problem with those things, but they have a big problem with you getting $600 a week. They want to give you nothing. They might give you $200 a week, but how does it work? How does this government corruption, they're not even trying anymore. This is the thing about the Republican Party. They've got it wired. They're so deep between having the Senate, having the judges, having the White House. They don't even care anymore. So now, the post office, for example, we know the post office has been having problems. So what does the idiot do? Trump gives the job of postmaster general to some guy named Louis DeJoy, who's a Trump donor, who knows as much about running the post office as you do. You know, when you find something new, maybe running the post office would be something new you could find. So what's he going to do? He's shutting down post offices. He's cutting back on postal work. Why? To make it more difficult and to screw with mail-in voting, because there's a lot of people who want to mail in their votes, and Trump knows if these ballots go, that he's going to lose a job. So he puts his friend in charge of the post office, and his friend starts shutting down post offices, not to mention putting postal workers out of work, et cetera, et cetera. There are some congressmen looking into it, but that's what I think they're going to do. And that's how it works. And they don't even try to hide it anymore. You could draw that straight line. It's a very simple straight line from give my friend a job to run the post office, cut back on postal services, shut down post offices, mail-in voting going to be a lot different, a lot difficult. Okay, I said I was going to get into sports. I don't know how long this podcast is going, man. I need to shut up. I'm talking too long. Sports are back. I don't know if you've been watching. baseball is back, the NBA is back, the NHL is back, and I'm not an NHL guy. I don't know much about it, so I haven't watched it, but I know they are playing hockey. But I can definitely talk to you about the NBA. Okay, so the NBA has been all in on Black Lives Matter. Could be because it's a predominantly black league, but I think it's also because they're woke, and it's also good business, you know, business matters. But anyway, they put Black Lives Matter on the court. Now, they're all playing in a bubble. They're all playing at Disney World, at the ESPN Arena, and so on. And you know about that. The players have been down there training, being tested, whatever. It's relatively safe. Minor problem with Lou Williams stopping by a strip club on his way back to the team, but he went for the wings. So I guess that's okay. But anyway, Black Lives Matter on the court, players kneeling during the anthem, players wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts, putting any slogan they want on their jersey, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there's one player, a guy named Myers Leonard, who plays for the Miami Heat, and he chose to stand during the national anthem. He stood with his hand over his heart in the salute. And you know what the other players did? The players who were kneeling, you know what they did to Miles? You know what they did to Myers? Fist bumps. Nothing. They supported him. They're like, we respect you. That's your choice. He made that choice, he said, because his brother is in the Marines and he wants to honor his brother's military service. And they were fine with that. They weren't jumping up and down, yelling about he's not part of the cause and he should go back where he came from and blah, 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 and all that whining and bitching and crying that you hear from the right wing about. No, they simply respected his choice as a man to do what he felt. And they understood why. They understood why. And it had nothing to do with hating the U.S. or blah, 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 none of that nonsense. They respected his choice. So that's good. That's mature. That's what that would be. That's why it wasn't recognized, because it was an act of maturity, and we seldom recognize those. So basketball's doing pretty good as far as the health thing's going. And the games are, to me, I'm a basketball fan, surprisingly competitive. You know, been a few blowouts, but it's good to watch. It's weird with no fans. It's kind of funny with the virtual fans sitting there, but it's going on. Baseball's having a little more trouble. They cut the season way down from 162 games to 60 games. Teams are going to play local, et cetera, et cetera. The problem they're having is they're not in a bubble. Their players can go home or out, and teams travel, and their teams coming up with number of positive tests and games being canceled. So we're not sure how baseball's going to go. Football, I'm pretty confident they're willing to sacrifice the players. Owners of football teams have never given a shit about the players. The players can get cut at any time. Their contracts aren't guaranteed. They're ass out in a minute. There's a bunch more waiting to play, and they're not going to give a shit. What's interesting is, what are they going to do with the superstars? Patrick Mahomes got a record-breaking contract of $500 million. He's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, amazing young player, might be the best quarterback in the league. He's only 24, sign him for life, et cetera, et cetera. If you own the Kansas City Chiefs, do you risk him? Do you let him play with a respiratory illness floating around that no one knows the long-term ramifications of? If he were to get COVID-19 and something would happen, and then we find out it affects his lungs or his breathing and he can't run or something like that, like, do you risk that much being invested? I don't know. But if you're a second string tight end, shit. They don't care. Trust me on this. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a sport you probably don't watch. Few of you watch, because some of my fans are fellow gearheads. Formula One racing. Lewis Hamilton is the Formula One world champion. Lewis Hamilton is also, we are watching the GOAT in the making. He's the only black driver in Formula One. He's British. He's a big proponent of equality and race issues internationally, because Formula One is definitely an international sport. And he's the greatest driver in the world. He just won. This past weekend, he won on three wheels. Yeah, basically his left front tire shredded itself on his final lap, and he was able to nurse the car across the line and still win. but this year he'll probably tie Michael Schumacher for 7 world championships, which is the most ever. He will probably pass Schumacher's record of 91 wins. He's already obliterated the record of pole positions. That means you are the fastest in qualifying and you get to start from the front position. We're watching a GOAT. This is like watching Tiger Woods in the early 2000s, you know, when he changed the game. Lewis Hamilton is just amazing. So this is what I would encourage you to do. You don't have to become a Formula One fan. Just watch him. Just watch a race so you can say you saw this guy, because he is amazing. He's amazing. And I love Formula One, so I'm a big Lewis Hamilton fan. There are some people bored because he wins. Remember when Trump said, "I'm going to win so much you're going to get tired of winning"? Yeah, that's Lewis Hamilton. Now, he does have the best car, but in Formula One, the best driver always gets the best car. When Schumacher was the best driver, he had the Ferrari, which was the best car. Right now, the Mercedes is the best car, and Lewis is driving the hell out of it. So, I love it. That's why I'm talking about it. Finally, I'm going to talk about, remember the woman in Phoenix who went berserk at the Target and attacked all the masks? Remember that? She went mask crazy. Well, guess what? She now claims that she suffered from a breakdown. She's got mental illness, and her name's Melissa Rain Lively. And now she lost all of her clients from her public relations firm. Her husband filed for divorce. And of course, now she's got mental illness. Well, guess what? So what? You know, Ivanka's got some advice for you. Why don't you find something new, okay? Because we ain't buying it. We ain't buying it. Your privilege, it backfired. Your privilege rant, your tantrum in a Target backfired, and you've lost everything as a result. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Good luck, and may the force be with you, okay? Am I cold? Am I heartless? Maybe. Maybe I am. I don't know. Do I feel sorry for you when you're standing in Target bragging about your $30,000 watch and destroying the masks and blah, 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 and then suddenly your life crumbles because of your outburst that you recorded, by the way, that you recorded and put out there. And now you, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who you should call? Kanye. I understand Kanye's got some mental illness. Perhaps you two can, I don't know, have a meeting, sit back and talk about how bad things are. And if you really... You said you're a friend of Trump, and we know Kanye's a friend of Trump. Maybe you could call him. He could be the third guy there, because you know no one likes him. So the three of you could find somewhere to go and leave us alone. That would be nice. Okay, people, that's it. That's enough out of me. I am done with episode 286. What's happening with my comedy world? Well, there is a chance. There's a chance I may be doing a live show. Right now, I'm scheduled to go to a place called Sea Legs at the Beach in Huntington Beach this Friday, August 7th. I'm going to tell you right now, I was a little torn about Huntington Beach because it's one of those privileged areas of Orange County. But a friend of mine who's a really cool guy and a great comic named Laughlin Patterson, Laughlin told me it's okay, so I'm going down. I'm going to take his word that it's okay. Plus, I need to work. Next week, I'm going to be in Tampa, August 13th through 16th at Side Splitters. And then the following weekend, I'm going to be in St. Louis at Helium, August 20 to 23rd. So I think I'm going to get back on stage live. And I thank you once again for listening. Who's paying attention? As always, it's you, and I appreciate it. Stay safe, keep laughing, and thank you.